Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 334. Today, I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A, here to be with you. And we appreciate you being with us. Let's take a good deep breath and pause for just a moment of silence together before we begin.
Today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I will not wait another day to find the treasures which my Father offers me. Illusions must be vain and dreams are gone. Even while they are woven out of my thoughts, out of thoughts that rest on false perception, let me not accept such meager gifts again today. God's voice is offering the peace of God to all who hear and choose to follow Him. This is my choice today, and so I go to find the treasures God has given me.
I seek but the eternal, for your Son can be content with nothing less than this. What then can be his solace but what you are offering to his bewildered mind and frightened heart to give him certainty and bring him peace? Today I would behold my brother sinless. This your will for me, for thus will I behold my sinlessness. Today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. So we talk about the gifts of forgiveness here, but he also references the gifts of the ego. And I think this coursework, by and large, goes a long way towards helping us to really see what the quote-unquote gifts of the ego are. It's imprisonment, it's slavery, it's sin, sickness, and death. It's recycling ourselves over and over and over in an experience of separation. And I refer to, and laugh about sometimes, but refer to the Jumanji, the game of Jumanji, you know, because once you get in the game, you can't get out until you figure it out. And to me, it's a great metaphor for what we experience here, because we're just stuck in this pattern over and over and over until we figure it out. And that's our calling here. That's why we came here, is to graduate to the next level of consciousness beyond form, beyond what we can achieve here. And we start out here as children, even metaphorically, or as an analogy for us here, our children seem to know nothing. They come into this life, but isn't it interesting? I mean, they literally trust love. They have no capacity, and they place no judgment on the world whatsoever. We train them. We train them up so that they can become judgmental. We train them up on what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. We educate them well so that they can mimic us as adults here in this egoic experience. They start out with no judgment. Their eyes are wide open and their hearts are wide open, and they trust love will take care of them, because they come to this experience knowing that love is benevolent. If we could just learn from our children to trust that the next moment of our life will be gifted to us in a benevolent way. Our needs will be met. Love is abundant. But it does require us to come at this with our eyes wide open, with out preconceived, mutually agreed upon definitions of what's right and what's wrong. And to be curious enough to admit to ourselves humbly, as we said yesterday, we brought that into the conversation a little bit, but the truth is, we don't know. We know nothing. The ego is insane. It really knows nothing. And that's not a comfortable place to come from as an adult. But it works for our newborns quite well.
I'm really liking this phrase, I seek but the eternal. I seek only the eternal, that we can be content with nothing less than that which is eternal. And so these gifts that are given are gifts that are eternal. They don't die. They don't go away. They're forever ours. And so what are those then? Those are qualities. Those are the life and peace and joy and happiness that are not conditioned at all upon our eternal. There's a saying in the Way of Mastery that says, that which is birthed in time ends in time. And so all of the gifts of the ego, are time bounded, are not eternal, fade away, are illusion, and we fight for that. We stake our claim to try to grasp something that that is not eternal, that is fleeting, that will cease to be. And so let us look beyond the illusion and the appearances that our senses grasp, register, and beyond that is the eternal, to see with the vision of Christ, to behold the eternal nature of that which is always given, never taken away. These gifts are already given. And forgiveness reveals them to us. It's not as if they haven't already been given, but it is in forgiveness that we may realize, that we may experience, that we may abide in these eternal gifts. Today, I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. I also want to say that we bring in to this one, beholding my brother's sinlessness, that I may behold my own sinlessness. And we've talked a little bit about this, but this is the innocence. That the gift is beholding the innocence of our brothers and sisters and ourselves. This is a gift too. Today, I claim the gifts forgiveness gives.
Yeah, at the beginning of the course, he talks about, what God has created is eternal, and only what is eternal is real. So in our conversations yesterday, conflict was and is a big part of our experience here, because it's the mind of the ego is always in conflict. And sometimes we run away from it, and sometimes we use it to get what we want, get attention, I've known people, I think it was my first wife, who relished conflict because it gave her a sense of importance, that she was getting the attention she needed. And so there was always drama. You know, it was uncomfortable at best, but it was how she maintained her specialness.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do it, you know, from time to time, one way or another. But the beautiful thing the Course helps us to see is to look beyond what's temporal, you know, and look for what's eternal. And love is, again and again, revealing itself as the only thing that really is eternal. Our bodies are not eternal. Our personalities are not eternal. Our true self is eternal. So it's been a blessing for me. Can't always and don't always remember that truth, that eternal truth, but I'm glad that at least I've discovered it. And I guess the work and the practice is to make it more sustaining in our relationships in this life. Today I claim the gifts forgiveness gives. Hallelujah. Time to party. Thank you, Mighty Companion. We love you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send